The U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan says it could take as long as 10 years before that country becomes a successful democratic state. At the Pentagon, correspondent Nick Simeone reports Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad made the comments Friday after meeting with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. The U.S. ambassador calls last week's Afghan elections remarkable, pointing out that terrorists, al-Qaeda forces, and warlords were all unable to derail the country's first ever nationwide presidential voting. But after meeting with Defense Secretary Rumsfeld at the Pentagon, the U.S. ambassador to Kabul left no doubt the country still faces many hurdles on the path to democratic rule.
If the journey of Afghanistan standing on its own feet, being a successful country, is a 10-mile journey, Afghanistan has just, in my view, passed mile three. Could take as long as 10 years for it to be a truly successful country in terms of its security, in terms of economic development, in terms of being a successful democratic state.
A Pentagon spokesman was quick to add this should not be read as an indication that American and other foreign troops are going to remain in the country for that length of time. One of the tasks facing the 18,000 American troops in Afghanistan is the ongoing hunt for Osama bin Laden.
He will be caught. I don't know when, but I think ultimately one day they will find him. We will find him in a hole somewhere. His days are numbered.
At this point, though, Ambassador Khalilzad says the capture of the al-Qaeda leader may be more symbolic than strategic, given the fact that the battle against terrorism is now worldwide and more focused on networks than individuals. At the Pentagon, Nick Simeone, VOA News.